This podcast is sponsored by IQ Bar.
I've got good news and bad news. Here's the bad news. Most protein bars are packed with sugar and unpronounceable ingredients. The good news? There's a better option. I'm Will, and I created IQ Bar Plant Protein Bars to empower doers like you with clean, delicious, low-sugar brain and body fuel. IQ Bars are packed with 12 grams of protein, brain nutrients like magnesium and lion's mane, and zero weird stuff. And right now, you can get 20% off all IQ Bar products, plus free shipping. Try our delicious IQ Bar sampler pack with 7 plant protein bars, 4 hydration mixes, and 4 enhanced coffee sticks. Clean ingredients, amazing taste, and you'll love how you feel. Refuel smarter, hydrate harder, caffeinate larger with IQ Bar.
Go to eatiqbar.com and enter code BAR20 to get 20% off all IQ Bar products, plus free shipping. Again, go to eatiqbar.com and enter code BAR20.
1, 2, 3, 4. Hey, y'all. Welcome back to another episode of Sit Down, Be Humble. My name is Hannah Humble, and I'm the host of this podcast. If you're new, welcome. I'm so glad you're here. You belong here. You're so awesome. And thanks for listening. You probably clicked on it because you're like, who is this girl? And she looks pretty crazy. So I'm just joking. If you're not new, welcome again. I am so, so thrilled and honored that you guys are here listening. I'm really excited about today's podcast episode just because I don't even have anything really planned, but that's kind of how the Lord works. And he will kind of wreck your plans sometimes in the best way, because I was going to have someone be on it with me, and then I changed the subject. But then he was like, you got to talk about this, because if you clicked on it, chances are you're like, I want to hear this girl's opinions or thoughts on relationship versus religion or whatever. So we're going to get into that. But if you don't know me, my name is Hannah Humble. I am a broadcasting student here at Bowling Green, well, at Western Kentucky University. If you don't know where that is, super awesome. It's in Bowling Green, Kentucky, where I was raised, not born. I almost said born and raised. I was born in Nashville, actually, but my plan is to move back to Nashville. Hopefully, that's the goal. But I'm kind of getting off on a tangent. I have ADHD too, but this is not going to be the whole podcast. I promise we're going to get back into like what it's actually going on. But yeah, I'm a broadcasting student. I'm a journalism minor, so I do a lot with writing and talking and speaking. But the biggest thing about me that I always love to tell people, that you probably know if you're listening or if you know anything about me or see any of my posts, is that I love Jesus. And my goal for this podcast is to be real and vulnerable, because I never want to stray away from the truth. I never want to sugarcoat things that probably shouldn't be sugarcoated, because we live in a life, in a world, and in a society. I mean, it's 2024, let's be real, where things are hard, life is hard. We get depression, we get anxiety, we get stressed out about relationships and friendships and school and work and all of the above, literally anything. It's real. And I want to acknowledge the realness of life, but I also want to talk about how we can practically go through that, and that you're not alone in these things, and that we're actually called for connection and a community, and Jesus is there. So I'm going to talk about that because I want to be real. I feel like I owe it to other people. Jesus is so cool, and I want to share the love that I have for him. So if you're new, again, welcome. So blessed to have you guys on. It's going to be a really good episode, and I'm super, super excited. Okay, so before we get into like the nitty gritty of things, just want to do a little like life update. I'm on Thanksgiving break, but finals are next week, and I only have one in-person final. However, I do have a news story that I have to get done and write, and I am not entirely sure how I'm going to do that without being in school to get sources for that, because I am a procrastinator to the max. So we will be figuring that out sometime this week. Hopefully it works out. It always does somehow. Somehow I always turn in a story. It'll be fine. I have like 2 tests this week, maybe. It will all get done. So if you're stressed out about school, we're almost over anyways. It's going to be super awesome, and I'm super, super excited. A lot of the past like couple weeks have been planning like literally the craziest thing I've done ever. Well, actually, I haven't even done it yet, but preparing for the craziness. Sorry, there's like something on my microphone I had to get. Okay. Drum roll, please. I'm studying abroad in England next semester, which is crazy. Woo! I wish I had like some sort of the iCarly. You know, like the thing that Sam would hold would hold in like iCarly little remote thing that had like the sound effects. I need that for this podcast just because I feel like I always need like sound effects for things. Anywho, not even gonna like talk about that because I could go on a tangent for forever. Anywho, I'm studying abroad next semester. I'm going to England. I'm going to a place called Harlaxton College, which is so crazy to me because it's been a dream of mine for forever. However, I didn't think I was ever going to be able to have the opportunity to do that because of finances and just the enemy loves to scare people and put in fear and instill that in other people, especially if it's your dream. But here's something totally different. God is really calling people right now to step into their dreams. So if you're a big dreamer, don't stop dreaming because the Lord will use that. He gave you desires for your hearts. And if you have a desire to do something, keep dreaming because He is the God of dreams and it's so awesome. So if there's anything, I'm a testament to say that your dreams can literally come to reality. And I haven't even gone yet, but I'm super excited. So done a lot of preparing for that. Still praying for a lot of scholarships and finances to cover the rest, but it's going to be so awesome. Like, what, living across the world for almost 4 months is going to be insane. I would love for you guys to send me letters because I will write you back because I'm going to be like so sad that I won't be able to see anyone or talk to anyone. Well, I'll be able to talk, but see anyone. So if you want to write letters, find Harlickson's address and I will write you back. It's going to be so awesome. But doing a lot of that for school. I am almost done with my editing class, which is the hardest class I've ever taken, y'all. I'm not even joking. I came into that class and he was like, guys, half this class will drop out or fail before the end of the semester. And I didn't believe it. I was like, there's no way. This guy is just like saying this to scare us. Y'all, we have like almost barely half the class in there now. It's the craziest thing, but it's almost over. And if you need some encouragement to finish school, it is almost over. And maybe you're doing winter classes. You're almost there. I promise y'all, you're good. Another bit of tomorrow is that I'm emceeing the WKU football game again. So funny. Like, it's so random because I'm just like, how did I get in this? Because I don't know, the first time I did it, like, talking in microphones never trips me up. However, the one in the stadium is like 4 seconds delayed than what you're actually saying. So I was reading it for the first time the last game I did. And it like messed me up so bad. I think I reset a sentence like once or twice even. Because it was just really odd. So anywho, doing that again tomorrow. It's supposed to be really cold, so I need to figure out what to wear. Anywho, I'm filming this on Black Friday. I, in fact, did not go Black Friday shopping just because Bowling Green today would be actually insane. And I just saved myself from having to go through the traffic because I just think that that would not be very smart of me. Anywho, we had our second, actually, I guess it was my third Thanksgiving meal, and I'm fed, I'm full, and it was so delicious, and I love a good home-cooked meal. It was so awesome, and I love Thanksgiving. It's such a comforting holiday. It is so good. I love seeing all my family, although I do get overstimulated and have to go take a break, because sometimes family just does that, and I'm just going to be completely real. I told you all this is a real podcast, and sometimes you just get a little bit overstimulated, and that is okay. We have a tire swing at my dad's cabin, and I went out and swung on that, and I definitely looked like I was about 5 years old, but you know what? Who cares? So there's a little update on what's going on. So happy late Thanksgiving. Hope you guys had lots of good food. My go-to is mashed potatoes. I love mashed potatoes and also mac and cheese. Although I didn't have mac and cheese today, which is kind of crazy, but also like rolls and sweet tea. Anywho, I'm going to stop talking about Thanksgiving and the updates because I know y'all are not listening for this, but now we're going to move on to the real thing, which I'm super excited about, which is relationship over religion. Okay, so one of the main reasons why I felt like I was supposed to talk about this is because I think one of the main reasons why so many people don't follow Jesus, and when I mean follow, I mean have a relationship with him, is because there is some sort of like spiritual attachment that comes with the religious part of knowing who Jesus is. But let me be the first to tell you, if you have never heard this before, that having a relationship with Jesus is so different than following a religion. Because I'm just going to let you know now that I am not a religious person. I think a lot of people would look at me and be like, oh my gosh, Hannah is so religious. Like, get that out of your head, because that is not what I am. That's not who I am. That's not who Jesus people are, because I'm not following religion. If God was all about religion. I would not like him. I would have hatred for him. I would have hatred for Christians and people who just followed religion, which there are people in the world who see things only for religion, but that's not who God is. So if you've just heard and only heard, or maybe have just believed that religion is who God is, I need you to just like erase that. And that's the first thing that I just want to say, because that is all, that is honestly one of the biggest lies that the enemy uses to get people away from the Holy Spirit and who Jesus is. Jesus is someone who loves people. He loves you. When he died on a cross, he was thinking about you. He wasn't thinking about just the person beside you or the people that were living 2,000 years ago. You know, Jesus loves you and he wants to see you with him because he loves you. He meets us exactly where we are. And I know I just feel like I keep repeating myself, but I really think that if you're listening to this, maybe you just need a reminder that he's not looking for a perfect person. He's not looking for a perfect deed, because no deeds will ever get you to the love of Jesus, because he's already offered it to us. It's a gift. We get to accept it. And whether we take it or not, it doesn't affect how much he loves us, because he loves us so, so much. It's literally crazy. So one of the worst parts of today's society is the lie that you must be religious. Religion brings fear. And let me go into this for a second, okay? Religion brings fear. So if you're someone who's living in fear of something specific right now, first off, I just rebuke that in the name of Jesus, because that's also not of who Jesus is. So let me just tell you this right now. Religion brings fear, but fear is not of God. I was having those conversations with one of my best friends like 2 or 3 days ago. Shout out Westray, Abigail. I literally love her so much. Fear is not of God. And I wanted to read 2 Timothy 1:7 because I want everything to be tied in with the Holy Spirit, be tied in with the Word of God. And the Bible's not boring. I always grew up thinking the Bible was so boring just because it was like a religious thing, which I will also get more into. But the Bible is the Word of God. Like, literally, it is so weird. It's such a weird and supernatural thing because we can't understand it. Like, the Bible is Jesus and the Lord speaking to us. So I want everything to tie back to him because he's super cool. But 2 Timothy 1:7 says, "For I have not given you a..."
This podcast is sponsored by IQ Bar.
I've got good news and bad news. Here's the bad news. Most protein bars are packed with sugar and unpronounceable ingredients. The good news? There's a better option. I'm Will, and I created IQ Bar plant protein bars to empower doers like you with clean, delicious, low-sugar brain and body fuel. IQ bars are packed with 12 grams of protein, brain nutrients like magnesium and lion's mane, and zero weird stuff. And right now, you can get 20% off all IQ Bar products, plus free shipping. Try our delicious IQ Bar sampler pack with 7 plant protein bars, 4 hydration mixes, and 4 enhanced coffee sticks. Clean ingredients, amazing taste, and you'll love how you feel. Refuel smarter, hydrate harder, caffeinate larger with IQ Bar.
Go to eatiqbar.com and enter code BAR20 to get 20% off all IQ Bar products, plus free shipping. Again, go to eatiqbar.com and enter code BAR20.
Spirit of fear, but of power, love, and a sound mind. So if you feel fearful of something, you need to just put in your head that that is not of the Lord. That is not of God, because God has not given you a spirit of fear, but of power, love, and a sound mind. So how do you have power? Jesus has given us the same authority that he has, because he said, "Therefore, go make disciples of all nations." You can use healing, you can use miracles. Those things are real, y'all. And I know I'm just kind of like, it sounds like I'm preaching, but I just feel like the Lord just is speaking to someone right now, you know? He has given us the same power, and it's not because we have the power. Hear me, we do not have the power. I don't have the power to go pray over someone or have a word of knowledge over someone. It's because Jesus does, and he has given us the same authority. So we have power over the enemy because he has already won. So if the enemy is putting a fear in you, that is not of Jesus. And that is something that draws people further away from Jesus, because I think thinking about spiritual things can scare a lot of people, but that's also not the tactic that Jesus does. That's the tactic that the enemy does. And that's the religious part of it, because Jesus is not that. Jesus is all things peace. He's not a God of confusion. He's a God of peace. "For I have given you a spirit of power, love, There is so much about love. There are 9 fruits of the Spirit, but that's not limited to everything the Lord is. But 9 main ones, because they can all fit under one of those categories. Love is the very first one, because Jesus is love. If you're not feeling loved, if you're not feeling worthy, chances are you're feeling all these things because the enemy is speaking things over you that are so false. He likes to take words and deceive them in the most power that he can, which is so not of Jesus. So if you just have that religious tie of like, oh my gosh, I'm not good enough, I'm not worthy enough, I'm not qualified enough, you have to get that out of your mind. Friend, I'm telling you, he loves you. And I just want to say that in a way that's just going to like, I just want you to just like close your eyes and think about who you want to be and just like picture Jesus hugging you, because that's something that makes me so emotional every time I think about it, because Jesus is so cool and he wants to love us and he already does. It's religion that's keeping us away from the love of Jesus. But Jesus is love. He's given us the spirit of love. Love is patient. Love is kind. It does not envy. It does not boast. It is not self-seeking. It is not self-righteous. There's everything about it. 1 Corinthians 13. Go read it. It's super awesome. But the last thing it says is a sound mind. What's another word for a sound mind? Y'all, it's peace. Jesus is the maker of peace. Religion says that you won't be at peace unless you're doing all these good deeds. Yeah, Jesus loves good deeds because he loves the way that Jesus lovers and Jesus followers treat people. However, that's not how he's looking to send you to heaven. It's not about heaven in the first place. And we were having the same conversation the other day. It's not about heaven. It's not about where you go in the afterlife, which I think is also a religious fear tactic. Because once you have a relationship with Jesus, and then once you taste the spirit of peace, not just the peace of the world, there's such a big difference of feeling like secure in like what you're doing on earth and feeling the love of God and the peace of God over what he's doing. And I always say, like, your circumstances could be the worst in the entire world, yet you can still have the peace of God, because that's who he is. He is a God of peace. And that brings me to Psalm 23. If you ever feel fearful or maybe chaotic, God is not a God of confusion. God is not a God of confusion. He is a God of peace. And Psalm 23 just talks about peace. I had to memorize that from a young age, because I would get so scared and I would feel kind of a lack of peace. And I would have to be reminded, you know, like, the Holy Spirit loves me enough to give me that peace. And that's just who he is. It's just the craziest thing. So that's just one verse. And I know I'm spitting facts. I know that I'm just kind of coming at it. And this is not normally my approach of making a podcast, because I really like just like talking about things. However, this is something that I think many of you guys need to hear, because I need to hear it sometimes. And this is what's drawing people away. So maybe you're listening and you don't have a relationship with Jesus. Guess what? That is okay. But I want to explain to you why you will never go back once you have a relationship with Jesus. So God has not given you a spirit of fear, but of power, love, and a sound mind. That goes against everything that religion has taught you. Religion is not about going to church every Sunday. Because let me tell you just something real quick. Actually, I don't know how long this is going to take, but I'm just going to say it anyways. A lot of people don't know my testimony, and I will share my testimony on here whenever I just need a podcast to do that. However, long story short, I grew up a Christian, and I don't even use the word Christian a lot, just because I feel like there's such a negative connotation with that, which comes from religion, which is such a demonic spirit, because it's not of Jesus. It's not of the Father. Jesus is our Father. And that's really what turned me into a Jesus follower, is the Father aspect of it. I mean, I love him. He's my best friend. But I grew up a Christian and I loved the Lord. But my love for the Lord was because I thought I had to be good. And I thought, you know, like, I grew up in church, I have to go to church, I have to be perfect. Jesus has called me to higher levels. And so I just wanted to be so awesome. But I didn't have a relationship with God. I got baptized and I knew that Jesus was the Son of God. And I believed that he died on the cross for our sins. It was all the religious parts that I got right. However, I stopped going to church. My family and I stopped going to church for a while. And I was in about like sixth grade. I think that's when I was around 12 years old when I began my relationship with Jesus, because I just kind of felt, I think mine stemmed out of boredom, honestly, because I was just bored with my life and I was like not feeling secure in who I was or what the world was giving me. And again, I was 12 years old and I was already starting to feel that sense of insecurity. In my looks, in my worth, in my friends, in my calling, in my my future. I was 12 years old worrying about my future and I was bored. And my parents were about to get divorced, which I really think was such a God thing that I became, gained a relationship with him right before that happened, because I wouldn't have gotten through it if it wasn't for him. However, in that time of not going to church, which don't hear me when I say this all happens outside of church, because I do think church is an amazing community. And I think that's so important to find a church. However, my relationship with Jesus, my personal relationship with Jesus, began when I was not in a church. It began by me opening the Bible and talking to God when I honestly didn't even believe he was listening to me. Because I was like, there is no way that the same God who created this entire world cares about me. It was such, honestly, a prideful thing of me to think of, because, I mean, it's true, and I'm sure a lot of you guys are thinking the same thing. Like, there's, why would the God that created everyone and loves everyone so much, why does he care about me? Is he listening to me at all times when I'm asking things, or if the things that I'm asking for aren't going the way I want them to, he's just ignoring me because he's working on someone else's behalf? The truth is that God is constantly interceding for your behalf. The angels above in heaven are interceding for your behalf because he loves us so much. So my relationship with him began by praying to God when I didn't even believe it. That's how he used himself. And then he revealed himself in such peace, because the next year I gained so much anxiety and I was so lost. I was so awful, and I needed something to grasp, because nothing of the world was satisfying me. Maybe you're listening here and you've tried religion, but this is not religion. Let me tell you, this is not religion, because nothing will satisfy you. No relationship, no alcohol, no partying, no drugs, no friendships that you think you're seeking guidance in, no future, no perfection, no taking leadership of something will satisfy you the way the Holy Spirit will. And you won't ever experience that unless you have a true encounter with Jesus. And maybe that takes praying to God when you don't even have faith. But that is trying your best. And the thing is, God meets us exactly where we are. I also opened my Bible for the first time and read it for the first time. I didn't open it for the first time, so let me rewind that. I read the Bible a lot as a kid. I could quote scripture. I could do all this stuff. But I thought it was so boring. And even sometimes now I lack the motivation, I guess, is the word. Also, there's a train behind me. I hope y'all can't hear it. Sometimes I lack the motivation of opening the word, and I'm like, okay, well, I'm lost, but I'm lazy and I don't want to go get it. And the Holy Spirit will constantly remind me of, like, Hannah, you will never regret opening the Bible, because it is myself speaking to you. The Bible talks about how the Bible, the Word of God, is alive and active and is sharper than any double-edged sword. That's like really weird wording. And I know the Bible scares a lot of people off because, again, religion has taught people that it's scary. Religion has taught people that it's just a bunch of rules, which I will also go into because I'm so passionate about that. Or like, you just don't think the Bible is interesting. However, the same God that is in every single story of the Bible is the same God that loves and knows you. And I want to read a verse real quick. Let me turn my page. So Psalm 139, 18. Let me get my Bible. It's sitting right beside me, but I need to pick it up so I can actually read it from here. So Psalm 118, just joking, 139 verses 18 says, "Were I to count them, they would outnumber the grains of sand. When I awake, I am still with you." I'm actually going to read 17 and 18 because I guess it makes a lot more sense. Verse 17 says, "How precious to me are your thoughts, O God. How vast are the sum of them. Were I to count them, they would outnumber the grains of sand. When I awake, I am still with you." Y'all, it's like so crazy to fathom that the Lord has thoughts for you. He has thoughts for you. You, the one that's listening right now, maybe you're on a run, maybe you're walking, maybe you're in a car ride. Maybe you're just cleaning your room or listening to this while you're doing homework. I don't know when you're listening to this. However, I want you to know that the Lord has more thoughts for you, I want you to close your eyes and just imagine like yourself and Jesus sitting beside you, because he has more thoughts for you. It would outnumber the number of grains in the sand in the entire world. It's like, I can't even like fathom that, because think about the Sahara Desert, which also dream place, riding camel in Sahara Desert. Give me a shout out. Woo, want to go. Anywho, maybe one day. The number of sand in the ocean, on the beaches, in the lake, like literally it's so crazy, because I feel like I know all things and I don't. He is so awesome. So again, if a relationship with God was religion, I wouldn't love him. But it's not, because he does love us, which I want to go back to the protection over the rules, because I think it's something that's super, super important to touch on. Okay, I realize that this is like such a crazy thing for a lot of people to hear for the first time, because when I heard it like from this perspective, it was like a breath of fresh air, because I was like, oh my gosh, it really isn't about following rules. So I think that one other lie that's so big that people believe that kind of draws them away from God is like the rule part of it. And I'm saying rule in quotation marks, but y'all just can't see it because I don't record my face, which by the way, I need to start doing, because I think that that would be interesting. Also, you can probably hear my chair squeaking. This chair is from like 100 years ago. I'm not even joking. My room is like all vintage. Anywho, but I just want to tell you that if you're listening and the rules of the Bible, the rules of God scare you, they're not rules. And here's why. When he created us and he came down, the Old Testament before Jesus came was all about rules and sacrifice and following certain guidelines in order to be saved and go to heaven. But that's exactly why Jesus came down. He came down so that we can sin and still have a relationship with him and be able to go spend eternity with him in heaven. Who wouldn't want to go to heaven? I mean, like, come on. If there's not... Also, by the way, I think... this is a whole different thing, but I'm just saying it because I'm validating you if you're listening and you're like, okay, I want to start, but I am scared. Natural, because we are naturally drawn to a connection with Jesus, and that automatically brings us to what's going to happen after I die. Like, what's going to be my afterlife? Like, am I going to be saved? Am I not going to be saved? Because hell and heaven are very real. And our brains cannot physically, mentally, emotionally, spiritually imagine for a really long time what these places are like, because they're in the supernatural realm. But the supernatural realm is so much bigger than the natural realm. And sometimes the Holy Spirit will bring you to these places, but not super, super often. But that does happen sometimes. So if you're thinking about it and you're like, well, why can't my brain fathom against it? Why does it scare me so much? Because it's real and we're naturally connected to want a relationship with God. But choosing a relationship with God is actively disobeying or going against your flesh, which is the weird part about this rule thing. But to continue on with what I was saying earlier is that after Jesus came, well, Jesus came down. He is the Son of God, okay? Jesus sent his only son, which I know that that can kind of confuse people a lot. And I'll explain that if you want like separate explanation on who Jesus is. But he is the Son of God. He came down. He was a perfect person, the only perfect human that ever came and lived, which is so comforting, because when he died on the cross for us, and I know you hear that all the time, like he came and died, but like he did it for you. He did it for me. He did it for you. He did it for your future husband, your future wife, your future kids, your mom, your dad, literally everyone. He did it for them. He did it for you. And it was so selfless. I mean, it was perfect, but I'm not going to go on to that because y'all know the story. When he died innocently and brutally. But the thing that's the most comfort is that he died knowing exactly how you feel in specific situations. What I mean by that is that when he died, it says he took on he bore the shame, the guilt, and all of the feelings of the world, all the sin of the world, all the shame and guilt that you feel right now. First off, that's not of Jesus. Jesus does not bring shame and guilt. He brings conviction. And conviction is not shame or guilt, because that's the enemy's way of reminding you of your past. But Jesus doesn't look at your past, because he sees you as his daughter, as his son, and as his child. Above all, your identity is not in who the world sees you as. Your identity is who Jesus sees you as. He doesn't tag you, something like that. But when he came down and died for you, he knows how you feel when you're depressed in your room by yourself. He knows how you feel when you're lonely or in your bad relationship and you need a way out. Or if you're feeling anxious or stressed or you have financial issues or you feel worthless, Jesus knows how you feel because he took that on when he died for you. Crazy. I know. Literally insane. But when he did that, he changed the whole game. This is where religion, like, it was defeated. But religion was literally defeated when he died for us because he said he gave us free will. We have the free will to choose whatever the heck we want to do. And as as a Jesus follower, you will have the Holy Spirit, and it's just a part of God that lives inside of you, and He'll give you discernment. Discernment is a spiritual gift, and if you have discernment, it's the little voice inside your head that's like, oh, I probably shouldn't be doing this, and that's when conviction gets on. However, you're never bound to follow the rules of the world. Yeah, there are certain consequences to that, and that's where the protection comes in, because the things that people are seeing in the Bible of like, you can't do this, you can't do that, if you do this, you're a bad Christian, those are just lies from the enemy, because we will never be perfect people. So if we try so hard to be perfect, we will never satisfy ourselves. We'll never reach up to that potential, because no one has been perfect. We literally cannot be that. So God makes these rules and these guidelines as protection for us, because He knows the consequences that will happen if you're not. So I want you to sit and just, or stand, I don't know what you're doing right now, but just think about something that you did that you knew was wrong, and you just felt like so awful about it afterwards. Or think about a time where it's like, you knew it was wrong, but then you felt the consequences afterwards, or a time when you were going to do something and then you're like, okay, I'm going to listen to that very, very small voice in the head and not do it, even though that's what I wanted to do. Again, so real, y'all. I'm telling you, it is so normal to feel like that. However, we have the will to do whatever we want. But He's helping us because He wants to protect us, because that's when the fatherly figure of Him comes out. He wants us to be protected because He knows the consequences we'll suffer if we don't. And also the guilt and shame, the enemy knows exactly how to get to you, so he will get to you if he can. If you let him get to you, he's going to take full advantage of that. But Jesus says all these things to protect us, not because He wants us to follow rules, because God actually doesn't like ban us from the love of Him. The Bible talks about how nothing can separate us from the love of God, which is crazy. And I even have to remember that and remind myself of that all the time. It's like, okay, so I did this and I shouldn't have done that. So like, God hates me. And I'm like constantly be like, Lord, forgive me for this. Like, God, I did not mean to do that. But like, the thing is like, you're already forgiven. You can't take back the past. You cannot take back the past. Maybe that's for someone right now where you're like, I want to go back. You can't. And that's the harsh reality of it. But we don't have to live in that harsh reality, because we are set free. When we're found in Jesus, we're new creations, which again is breaking down the walls of religion, because this is not religion. Relationship with Jesus is knowing who you are in God, knowing your worth in God, which, by the way, He calls you more precious than jewels. He calls you fearfully and wonderfully made. My favorite Bible verse is Jeremiah 1:5. It says, before I formed you in the womb, okay? Before I formed you in the womb, I created you and set you apart as a prophet to all nations. Jesus has already set you apart. God knows you. He understands you. He's not surprised by the situations that are going to come. Yes, we have free will, but at the end of the day, God has the deciding factor in every situation, because He is the Alpha and He's the Omega and He is in charge. So He does these things because He loves us, which is hard to wrap our brains around, especially when we're in a world that tells us that if we're not good, if we don't do so many deeds, like 100 deeds a day, then like you're going to be shunned to hell. Again, I rebuke that, because that's just like not of Him. He just loves us. We are under no obligation to do anything, but He loves us, so He wants us to. But that's the thing. This is going to be like one of my biggest things that I'm going to say in this episode, just because this brings me comfort almost every single day. And I grew up with my mom saying this to me, which was also so comforting, because it's exactly the character of God. Okay, are you ready? Drum roll. Only because this is going to hit a bunch of people. I wonder if, can you hear that? Drum roll on the microphone. It is never too late to start over with Jesus. Even in general, it is never too late to start over. And that's so crazy for someone who is just like, oh my gosh, but I did this. How are they going to see me? First off, if someone views you a different way, who freaking cares? Literally, who cares? And I know it's so much easier said than done, especially for y'all people pleasers. Believe it or not, I was a people pleaser for a very long time and still can be sometimes. I'm still guilty of that in a lot of ways. However, when you feel the peace of God, you cannot go back. And as much as you want to, I mean, you can, but like, why would you want to? Me and Westray were talking about this the other day. Abby, sorry, I call her Westray. Her first name is Westray, so I'm so sorry. But me and Abby were talking about that the other day. Like, when you experience and when you've tasted the Holy Spirit and you've tasted the peace and the joy of the Lord, it is so hard to go back. I would never want to go back because life already sucks. And I have Jesus and I have a relationship with God and I feel that constant presence of the Holy Spirit and the joy and the peace and the grace and everything, okay? I feel that. So I cannot imagine what it's like to walk this life fearing religion, fearing the love of Jesus, because at some point we just have to humble ourselves, because at the end of our lives, it's just going to be you and God. It's just going to be us. Your parents' faith cannot get you into heaven. Your grandparents' faith cannot get you into heaven. It's up to you and the Lord. But He doesn't want anything from you. He doesn't need anything from you. He just wants you. He wants you to give it to you. I can just imagine like the burdens that people are feeling right now when they don't have the Holy Spirit, because you're carrying this shame and this guilt, which is not, we're not made to do that. We're made to give it to Jesus because He already wants to take it. He's already taken it for you. You just have to give it to Him. Religion doesn't say that. Religion says that you have to carry this by yourself and you have to live with this shame and this guilt because you are made for something more. There's truth in that. You are made for something more, but you are not made to live up to a certain expectation. Because who created religion? Man. Exactly. Men created religion, and this is not of Jesus. Jesus came down and rebuked the people that were doing things in the religious power because He knew that wasn't the correct relationship with Jesus, because He had a direct relationship with the Father. The Father loves, the Father protects, the Father disciplines, but not in the way that you think. Because He loves us so much, He disciplines us because He loves us, and He wants a relationship with you. We are naturally wired for connecting with Jesus. We're naturally wired to want a relationship with Him. So if you're one of those people that sits, lays down, I guess, in bed at night after a long day, and you just like thoughts race your head about the afterlife or talking to Jesus, or maybe that's the only time you talk to Jesus. First off, don't feel guilt and shame about that, because you are not the only person. Every other person in the entire world has those thoughts, because we are wired for connection with Him. He doesn't offer His grace to one certain part of the world. It's not just for Americans. It's not just for people who grew up in a Christian family. It is for everyone. People who are unreachable, Jesus will speak to them. Your enemy in classes or school or your jobs, Jesus speaks to them. Your parents, Jesus speaks to them. Your kids, Jesus speaks to them. Your classmates who are always seem out to get you speaks to them. God is connecting all of us for a relationship with Him. We just have to do it. It's natural for us because He is the Father. And we must change the stigma of Christianity, because it's just about loving Jesus. The gospel so often gets so overcomplicated when all it is Jesus sharing the love that He has for us so freely that He came and died for us. It's crazy because I can't think that's a lie. I think my parents would die for me maybe, but I don't know. But like dying for someone who is someone innocent, dying for someone who is so filthy and gross and just like so sinful for no reason. He was so innocent. He died for everyone, which is crazy, which is kind of the whole thing of like, it's just about loving Jesus. Because He came and died, we are not bound to religion, because religion is not of God. And I just keep saying, I literally laugh about it because I'm like, that's like, it's such a lie from the enemy. And I know I keep saying that. I know I keep repeating myself, but maybe it just needs to get in your head. So Jesus, I just pray for anyone who needs that right now in Jesus' name. Would you just get that in their head right now? It is so easy. So easy when you've tasted what the Spirit is like to follow Him and talk about Him, because once you're a Christian, you will be changed. But when I say Christian, I don't even like using that word because, again, it's a stigma thing. Once you follow Jesus and encounter Him on a personal level, you will be a changed person because you see things the way Jesus sees things. You see people for the way Jesus sees people. You have some sort of empathy because Jesus has empathy, and you carry the qualities of Jesus when you are a follower of Him. It comes naturally. And you begin to understand like, oh my gosh, this worked out this way and I didn't get what I wanted when I wanted it, because He was constantly interceding and working on my behalf. He works behind the scenes when we don't even have a clue. It's the craziest thing. And it humbles me so much because I'm like, oh my gosh, I cannot believe that my little girl self thought that I knew better than the God who loves me knows. And it's kind of embarrassing at some point, but it's not embarrassing because Jesus doesn't see it as embarrassing. But that's the enemy's like, that's so embarrassing. I need to humble myself. But in the biblical way, it's like, I'm like, you have to humble yourself and be like, okay, I actually don't know everything. And as hard as that is, like, that's a reality because Jesus loves us and I don't have to know everything. It's like those TikToks where, I mean, girls, you'll understand this. It's like, oh my gosh, I just woke up and I'm going to the airport and I'm like so tired, but my boyfriend or husband or whoever like came and got me coffee and he's carrying all my suitcases and I just, all I have to do is just follow him. And he's just like, he's doing everything. I don't have to worry about anything. Like, I'm just following him. Like, that's literally like who he is. I don't know. It's literally crazy. And I just want to say that because that's how simple Jesus is. We don't have to do anything. We just get to sit and let him just like worry about all the things that we're so worried about, because at the end of the day, everything is up to him. He is our God and he loves us so much more than anyone in this entire world ever could. And that analogy is so comforting to me because you can just give him everything and he wants to take care of you. He wants to lead you. He wants to guide you so you don't have to worry about the things that you're worried about, because stress and anxiety and confusion is not of God. That's what religion says. Relationship with Jesus is following him because you know that he has everything under control, which comes in with the supernatural peace, the supernatural joy, the supernatural grace. All you have to do is talk to him like a friend or a dad or a father or like literally everything, because he is that and he loves us. And religion is so crazy because it draws so many people away from a relationship with him. Religion is not of God, because that makes you become someone that you don't want to become. You end up falling in love with yourself when you love Jesus, not because you're so great, but because you love the God who created you. And it's so wild to me, because never in my life would I be sitting there thinking, you know, I'm fearfully and wonderfully made. But because I know Jesus and I know who my God is and who the God of everyone is, I know how he sees me. And that's beautiful. And that's wonderful. And that's someone who has a high calling on their life, because you are the head, not the tail. You have authority and you have a purpose. God has chosen you with a purpose. Jeremiah 29:11 says, "For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you hope and a future." And I know a lot of people who listen to my podcast are young adults, or just graduated college, or just graduated high school, or maybe in high school or middle school, or just got out of college, or maybe like you're in your 20s, or maybe even older than that. Like, God has a purpose for your life. He doesn't just call the qualified, but he qualifies the called. And since you're a child of him, you are called. And that's like so exciting. It's so odd, because we don't hear that in religion. But it's not religion that I want. It's relationship that I want. And it's not religion that you're craving, obviously. It's relationship that you're craving, because the things of the world are not filling the void that you so desperately want. And that's who he is. He is the God of love. He's the God of power. He's the God of all knowing things. He's the God of peace. He's the God of structure. I know a lot of people love structure in your life. He's the God of structure because he created you and he knows your desires. He knows your fears. He knows what you want before you even know you want it. It's the craziest thing. But moral of the story, it's not about religion, because religion draws people away from the Holy Spirit. It's about relationship with the Father, because he loves you. And it's so easy. All you have to do is say, God, I want you. Lord, I'm craving you and I want a relationship with you. So maybe if you've never met Jesus, or you don't know Jesus, maybe just pray a simple prayer, as simple as like, Jesus, I believe that you're the Son of God. You're the Son of God. I believe that you rose from the dead 3 days later and that you want a relationship with me. Jesus, enter my life and I trust you. That's it. Jesus, you are Lord and I trust you. But that's also so humbling of us, because it's hard to trust in something that we don't know or we can't see. But that's what faith is. So much easier said than done. But I never regret putting my faith in Jesus or talking to him. But I always regret disobeying what he's telling me to do. And you know what that feeling is. I don't have to explain that feeling to people, because it's natural. Everyone has those feelings like, oh, I probably shouldn't do this. Or maybe I should do this. And then you end up not doing what you feel like you're supposed to. And you're like, oh, yep, that was Jesus talking to me. And that's okay. But the awesome thing about that is, like, if you do that, totally okay. Because Jesus still loves you. I sin every day. If my love that he had for me was based off of what I did every day, it would not be good. But he doesn't. He sees you as loved and so worthy. And he loves you. So that's the big thing. I can make hours of time on this topic. Like literally hours, because it's so awesome. It's so cool. Like I hate religion. I love Jesus. And it's like, oh, just love your neighbor. Just love God and love your neighbor. It's so cool because it's so easy to love other children of God when you know Jesus. But yeah. Okay. So that was the end of this podcast episode. Again, follow my Instagram. It's Sit Down Be Humble Pod or Hannah Liz Humble is my personal one. Please DM me. Please text me. Please call me. Reach out. Want to get coffee. I will be in Bowling Green all of break. However, I will be studying abroad in England next semester, which I am like 90% sure that I'm bringing my microphone. I don't know how to pack, y'all. I like literally don't know how to pack for this. But I think I'm going to bring my microphone and then do podcasts over there. I'm also going to bring my camera and do YouTube channels because I think that'd be so fun. But reach out to me if you have questions. Let me know and I want to answer them. But also if you need a friend or you have questions about who Jesus is, talk to me and I want to talk to you about it. I'm a very personal person. Again, I want to know everyone. I'm very extroverted and I love doing things. So hit me up and we'll do something. But thank you so much for taking the time to listen to me and the things that God has been teaching me in my life and just learning the voice of the Holy Spirit. So if you're listening and maybe you want to grow in your relationship with Jesus or you have questions or maybe you don't even know who Jesus is, I just pray for peace over you and guidance in this time of, I don't know, feeling lonely and unworthy and confused because religion teaches you that, but Jesus doesn't want you to feel like that because he is your safety and he is so cool. So thanks for entrusting me with this podcast and I will see y'all next time. Mm-hmm.